You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, the free edition, Case 129, Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. In this episode, we prove that we're listening to your requests by uncovering the inspiration for Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel founded what would go on to become the progressive rock band Genesis in 1967, when he and bandmates Anthony Phillips on guitar, Tony Banks on keyboards, bassist Mike Rutherford and drummer Chris Stewart were still students at Charterhouse School in Godalming, England. Gabriel was 17 at the time. Even as a youth, he wanted to write and perform original music. The band released their first record in 1969. During the early years, Peter Gabriel was the flamboyant frontman of a band playing the new kind of rock, wearing unusual costumes on stage, writing and recording concept albums, and experimenting with synthesizers and light shows. The effort of creating and performing the intense concept album music, combined with the role he'd created for himself as lead singer, lost its luster. In 1974, during a difficult tour, Gabriel announced to the rest of the band that he was leaving, although he did finish the tour. Relations within the band were strained, but the members treated one another as well as they were able, and there was no public battle. On his own, Gabriel began recording solo. In 1975, he released the first of four solo albums that would all be titled Peter Gabriel. A single from that first album was Salisbury Hill. Although Salisbury Hill didn't crack the UK top 10 and went only to number 68 on the US charts, and despite its odd time signature of 7/4, people took the song to heart. Check any online music forum and you'll find dozens of stories attesting to the magical powers of Salisbury Hill. It saved a life, it inspired a marriage, it gave someone the courage to go on, it moved someone to return home. The simple themes of alienation, awakening, freedom, and home resonate for many people.
To keep in silence, I resigned. My friends would think I was a nut. Turning water into wine. Open doors would soon be shut. So I went from day to day. All my life was in a rut. Till I thought of what I'd say. Which connection
As it was the first single released after Gabriel left Genesis, the song might be explained as a chronicle of the last months of his tour and his decision to leave. Since he was the founder and the most visible presence, he speculated that someone would think he was a nut for leaving, but his heart wasn't in it. He was feeling part of the scenery. Many tired musicians can relate to his desire to walk out of the machinery. It had become routine, no longer driven by his creativity.
Okay.
Salisbury Hill is a real place, an Iron Age hill fort near Bath in England. In the 1990s, it was a scene of some controversy as the government planned and ultimately built a large motorway that cut through part of the hill. As Genesis, in many forms, continued to succeed without him, Peter Gabriel went on to a rewarding solo career. He became increasingly involved in humanitarian work and also in world music, and still found time to record with everyone from Trent Reznor to Kate Bush. Many music and achievement awards have followed, but he's also known for his activism. In 2006, the 7th World Summit of Nobel Peace Laureates honored Gabriel's humanitarian and world peace efforts with the Man of Peace Award. Salisbury Hill has inspired many cover versions and continues to lead new fans to his music and to inspire interesting interpretations. Listeners claim it's about a religious experience or conversion, a drug trip, a sniper, a man checking into or out of a psychological hospital, or even an alien contact. But in an interview, Peter Gabriel said it's about being prepared to lose what you have for what you might get, or what you are for what you might be. It's about letting go. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.